Rolling.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Letitia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. We'll pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Trace, talk a little bit.
Hello. Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Sorry We're Stoned with special guest Tracy.
Although it was supposed to be Tay.
I know.
Sorry.
We wanted Tay, just to be fully transparent.
We wanted Tay to give us
the tea
about tea.
I don't think I want Tay on here.
You know what? That's because she's a superstar.
I've been saying that.
Honestly, so.
Why do you think we do music together?
Tay just graduated from beauty school, but specifically in hair, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess she kind of got trained on everything, but they make you do like nails and all that stuff.
Which is fantastic for me.
She's trying to do mainly hair color and extensions.
Love it. The two things that MT needs at all times. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Like, if there was only one thing, one beauty thing that I could do, hands down, no doubt, extensions.
Really?
Yes. If it was only one thing that I could ever do for the rest of my life in beauty, it's that.
Wow.
That's where the money's at.
It really is.
It's so expensive to get your hair done these days.
I know. That's why I'm excited, because she's coloring my hair now.
Honestly, it is crazy how expensive it is.
Even to get my hair colored is expensive.
How much?
Over $100.
Oh, that's nothing.
Try. Like,
I have no hair.
Even in Nashville, because I always think it's LA.
No.
But even in Nashville, like, there are some places that it's $350, $400 to get your hair colored.
Yeah. That's how much I pay.
I mean, that is nuts.
I know. But you know what? Gotta do it.
Do you?
Yeah, we gotta.
Not when Tay's.
That's true.
No, I'd rather give it to Tay.
I know. Well, Tay and Chelsea are both gonna be fighting over me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. My best friend Chelsea went to hair school.
They went to school together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, so sad Tay couldn't make it. We'll have to have her back on.
Yes, we will. Because you know what is so great about her? I love her attitude. Like, oopsies.
Mom.
Bye. Gotta call you right back. We're podcasting.
Who was that?
Are you with there?
No, I'm with your brother, Trace.
Okay. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Sissy.
Call you back.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Let's put that thing on silent.
I am right now. So what I was saying about Tay is she's so excited that she's graduated and to get a job. And just like her enthusiasm isn't contagious. Like really it is.
Well, she's excited now because she's done. She has to wake up so early and she's not an early person.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I kind of love getting up early now.
Do you?
I wish I could.
Yeah. I mean, I get up pretty early too.
Yeah, you do okay.
I mean, like. 8:30.
Yeah.
Do you have an alarm though?
Yes.
That's the worst sound in the world.
What?
An alarm. You do not set an alarm.
I slept till noon today.
Oh my gosh.
See that, if I do that now, for some reason that makes me depressed.
Maybe that's why I'm always depressed.
Maybe.
No, I'm dead serious. Like I used to, I feel like at your all's age, I love to do that. Like sleep in or take a nap or something.
No.
But now, like if I take a nap, I wake up sad.
Sleep late. I've never been the kind of person that sleeps all day.
I have no energy in the morning at all.
Well, if you got on a routine,
I think you would feel better. Because I swear to you, like, I can't even, like, sleep good if I don't set an alarm.
Me too. Because if I don't have an alarm set, I have anxiety about, like,
me too.
Sleeping all day.
Me
and
too.
And then I wake up early.
And then if I slept in like that, I would just feel...
like trash.
Like trash and so sad.
Yeah. I just feel like trash when I do that. Like, even if I sleep till 9:30,
me
I feel
too.
Like, I feel like trash.
Me too, Trace.
No, I try to set an alarm, but every time I do, I end up taking a nap half the day.
What time do you stay up till?
2 or 3.
We're in bed by 10.
I was in the gym.
That's on a good day. Last night it was 9:30.
I was in the gym last night at 9 p.m.
See, I just feel like, why don't you get on the schedule of like getting up at 8, we're hitting in the gym first thing in the morning. It gives you all those endorphins. It energizes you. And then you have your day. And then you go to sleep at 11 like a normal person.
It's hard because the thing is, I don't like to eat when I get up. And like,
I just have a banana and go to the barn.
But I need protein to go to the gym.
You can't get a protein shake.
I could.
I feel like we could get you on a healthier lifestyle schedule.
I think it'd make you feel better.
Me too.
I'm healthy, just not my sleeping schedule.
Are you?
But no, like even when Noah was here, like Noah kind of loves the Trace schedule. But when she was here, I was scared. We went to bed at 9 a.m. I mean, sorry.
9
p.m.
Noah did?
Me and Noah both. But now she did have to get up and fly out and be in a car by 5:30.
She was awake when I got home that night at 12:30.
Oh, so she snuck out of my room?
Yes. We had cereal and everything.
Because she was dead asleep. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go to sleep too. And that was by like 9 o'clock.
Oh, no. She was up in the kitchen when I got home.
Yeah. So I bet she took a little nap.
For sure. And stayed up probably the whole rest of the night to the flight.
I just can't do that anymore.
That's I could never though.
If I go to sleep at 9 or 10, I'll be up at 2 or 3 in the morning.
I remember when Brazen used to literally, when he was living in basically your guest house, like when his room was over there, he would literally sleep till 4 or 5 p.m.
And stay up all night.
Yeah. That was his schedule. And it just blew my mind.
Not no more.
Not no more. Now Brazen's not sleeping at all.
Literally. They said today, like, Brazen's like, I didn't sleep good last night. Drago, Stella was going to try for the last 4 months.
Seriously.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm not ready for kids.
Okay, but Trace, we were just talking about this. He's planning. You know, Trace loves to plan like 10 years into the future. Yes. He's planning for his 10-year in the future children. And I was like, really? You want that? Like, I can't picture Trace.
Me and Tay want to have kids by the time she's like 27.
So
like
I mean,
start.
So are you going to be a hands-on
like
dad?
3 years.
Like talk. Let's talk.
I'm
going
to be a stay-at-home dad. She's going to be at work.
So you're going to change all the diapers and do all the.
I love kids.
Do you?
Do you?
I love kids. I bought a little girl last night at the gas station some snacks.
Oh, Trace.
I did. I swear.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She looked scared of me, but she was so confused.
How old was this little girl?
Probably 4.
Oh, that's cute.
Wow.
I love that, Trace.
I
told her
that.
To keep her money, and I bought her snacks.
I really hope Trace and Tay have kids, because can you imagine their hair? If they get Tay's hair, how
that's
cute.
True.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right.
I cannot deal. It is everything.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her, honestly.
Thanks, Mom.
I can't believe Trace is having kids.
I have great taste in women.
I mean, well, true. Yeah. You do now.
You do now. Your track
I'm ready.
A little suspect.
I'm ready for you all to like get on with it.
One step at a time. Last time I was on this podcast, me and Tay were going through a breakup. So
well, we're back.
God, I forgot about that.
Like, Mom's trying to pressure me into moving really quickly.
I just feel like okay, after this many years, you know.
How many years have you guys been together?
4.
4 in February.
Okay, so my thing is after 4 years, you know, it's
I mean,
what is it? Because, like, this is what I told you at one point. I forget who you were dating, and I was like,
I've never dated somebody for 4 years.
Who was
I can't get past the 2.5 mark.
Oh.
That's always where I bite the bullet.
Well, I don't remember. All I know is.
The first year is always the easiest.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And then after that, it becomes, you get on each other's nerves a little bit.
Wait, okay, but so like, are you guys like just gonna be engaged forever? Are we having a
not
wedding?
Forever.
What
we're
are we doing
wedding,
here?
Eventually.
When?
Whenever the time's right.
When is the time gonna be right?
I want a house first.
Jeez.
We gotta find a house together. That's the next step.
Do you ever really need a house before you get married?
Yes. We don't live together right now.
How many nights a week are you sleeping at each other's place?
It's been hard because she's been in school most of the time. So like a couple nights, not a lot.
That's it?
Yeah. 2 to 3.
Sounds like a dream, honestly.
Yeah, we've definitely been fighting less, but.
See?
I honestly.
Space is key.
I think space is key. You start out with separate bedrooms, then you move on to separate houses, and you hook up when you want to, and when you're on each other's nerves, just go to your own separate places.
Oh,
honestly, it's great.
Well, the pandemic made it hard for all relationships because you were when like we were all so scared to leave the house, like everyone was around their significant other 24/7.
That's true.
You know, like the divorce rate last year was insane.
Sky high.
For real. It was like the highest it's ever been. Because people do need their own space. No matter how much you
totally.
Love someone, you need your own space. You do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But she'll be working next year and I'll be working on music at home.
I'll be not leaving the house ever.
Why not?
Trace, please.
I'm not that bad. Anytime you guys do something, I'm there. Let's talk about Brazen doesn't show up to nothing. That's the truth.
But now he has the best excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before that, he would show up for maybe 10, 20 minutes and then bail.
He even does that.
He's worse than me.
He does that in everything. He really does.
I don't care what any of you say. He's the worst one.
But let me just tell you, that is not too nice to do to your significant others. It's really annoying.
Well, that's why
me,
I moved to Nashville and me and Tay go out a lot to dinners and stuff.
I do think you're doing a lot better.
Yeah. Way better.
No, moving downtown is cool because I've never lived in a city like that.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, I just don't, honestly, I don't like driving far distances. Like,
that, we know.
I hate it. I think, too, just, like, being in Thompson Station our whole lives and having to drive that much, it made me hate being in a car.
Oh, my gosh. Know? You guys were in the car with Mammy nonstop.
Yeah.
I know. I hate being in a car,
and then,
too.
And then in L.A., you're in the traffic nonstop.
I know.
And, like, I started literally, like, calculating that amount of hours I'm in a car, and I'm like, this is, like, half my life.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
For real.
That was one of the reasons why I wanted to leave L.A., because I felt like I was in the car.
Well, I hate to tell y'all, it's getting pretty bad here.
I know.
Traffic?
Yes.
I never hit traffic.
Well, that's because you don't leave there.
Yeah, exactly.
You and me have been going everywhere the past couple of days.
Yeah.
And
hasn't been bad.
I haven't been stuck in traffic one time.
We were on the Belmead area. It was trafficy.
Oh, yeah. It's
no,
bad.
But it's a joke compared to L.A.
Yeah.
Try going to Culver City or Huntington Beach or something.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you're screwed.
I don't do that.
Nope. And no. Especially now that, like, Zoom works so well, I'm like, I'm never driving over there ever again.
You know where I spent the least time in a car was Denver.
I bet.
Everything's so close. And the traffic's, like, not really that bad.
No, but if you live in, like, downtown Nashville, everything is within, like, from where I'm at, like, at least 10 minutes tops away.
But who wants to live downtown?
Everyone but you.
Not me.
Sorry we're not all living on a farm.
I love the farm life.
I know.
So good.
No. But honestly, that's because you're getting older.
I know.
And, no, but, like, everybody, like, under 30 does not want to live out.
I guess not. Yeah. It's just so great.
I know. I love it.
We're in a very sweet spot because it only takes me 30 minutes to get downtown, and it takes me 5 seconds to get to a grocery store.
Exactly.
Like, we feel like we're in the middle of nowhere, but we're not.
No, I know.
It's nice.
I love it.
I just feel more accepted the way, as crazy as I look, in, like, a major city.
I could see that.
Oh, I could,
like,
see that.
I go
for
out
sure.
around, like, I was just at the DMV, you know, and people look at me crazy.
But not in downtown Nashville.
No, when I'm down there. But when I'm out, when I stay out here and I go out here, I love it out here. I love being in the country, and it's definitely, like, a different getaway. It's a nice vibe, but people look at me insane.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about, like, which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too.
Hair.
I have such, like, baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like, when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like, all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it
out.
Well, this is amazing.
I'm
so
telling
tell the stoners
you.
How we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
Well, should we see if what the stoners want to ask Trace?
Yeah, let's see what the stoners want to ask Trace.
Hey, Tish. Hey, Brandy. I'm Claire. I am live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm currently doing an internship at a mental health facility, and I'm really loving it, but my parents are pushing me to go back to school and get my master's in occupational therapy, and I don't know if I really want to do that. I don't know what to do. It's better money than what I'm doing now with recreational therapy. I would make less than a teacher, which would be hard. I wouldn't be able to live, like, independently for the most part. I don't know what to do, really. So I was just wondering if y'all had any advice. Thank you. Bye.
Wait, exactly what did she ask him?
I guess she's saying her parents want her to do something different than what she wants to do.
But is that because she'll eventually make more money than she makes now, it seems?
It sounded like she would make more money now doing the thing her parents want, but less money in the long run. Money aside, uh-huh. I say do what you want.
Oh, me too.
Right?
Although I will say your parents are probably, usually I'm always right.
Mom, no, you're not.
She's not always right.
This could get heated real quick. I am literally always right. Like, always.
And she wonders why she struggles in a relationship.
I'm always right.
She can't admit when she's wrong.
Because I'm never wrong.
Mom.
I'm never wrong.
Mom, one of the first rules of being in a partnership is being able to admit when you're wrong. Do you and Tay do this?
That's hard for Tay, too, to admit. No, but that's hard for everyone, I think. When people are like...
I'm sorry. I think if you called Molly or Noah right now and said, how many times have your mom been wrong, both of them would say, never. I'm not kidding.
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know why I've been gifted.
Oh, my God.
But I'm sorry.
This is why she has her own house.
And honestly, I'm scared for when I'm gone.
Mom!
Like, is there ever going to be a unique MT like me ever again?
I don't know.
And what is the world going to do without?
I'm not sure.
Me either.
The better question is, what are your other two daughters going to do without?
I don't know.
Because I'm scared for them.
Me too.
Especially Milo.
I'm just hoping the world ends before that happens.
Mom, this is how selfish she is. She wants the world to end before she's gone because she can't stand the idea of us getting to be here without her.
The world might end soon, so...
Okay, so do we have any advice for Claire here at all, or?
You said do what you love.
Live your life, do what you want.
Uh-huh.
You can't do
Don't things. Listen to your parents, you'll probably regret it, but.
Mom, but you know what, there's something to be said for making your own mistakes, if that's true. She is so high, I just just take that into consideration when you're listening to her. Ready for the next one?
Just so y'all know, Keys is over here in the background telling she agrees with me.
Oh my gosh! I bet she does. Keys also thinks she's always right, so.
I don't.
No? You tell Ryan when you're wrong?
Absolutely.
Really? What was the last thing you admitted to being wrong about? Mom, are you okay? I want a good answer. Look at her, double hitting.
And here's the thing, is if I am wrong, I will admit it. I will admit when I'm wrong. It's just not very
often. Hold on, I gotta get this.
Yeah, Kirsten is bedazzling Halloween costumes, and the double glue...
No, put it back!
It is hilarious.
It is double tap it, baby!
It is not okay.
Oh my god, it's too good.
Okay, what's the next question?
Hi, Mom and Trish, Brandy and Trace. My name is Courtney. I am from outside of Philadelphia. First of all, I want to say I love the podcast. I actually go to school in New Orleans, and when we evacuated for the hurricane, all we did was drive around and listen to Sorry We're Stoned, so I'm a huge fan. And I wanted to know, last year, because I'm in college, I had a really bad living situation, and I finally got out of it, and now I live by myself with a six-month-old kitten, but I still have a lot of stress and anxiety from living there last year in a bad situation, so I was just wondering how you stay positive and how you learn to forgive and forget when people do you wrong. Also, I love taking an Enneagram test. Me and my boyfriend are, I'm an 8 and my boyfriend's a 3, so if you have any commentary on that, that would be fun too. You guys are the best, and I can't wait to listen to this pod. Bye.
Mom has no clue what she has.
First of all, when she gets this high, she just can't stop laughing to even get one word out.
What did they say at the end though about her boy, her being a 8?
The Enneagram test. We need to make you take that.
What test?
Enneagram.
What is that?
We're going to do that after we hang up with the stoners, and then we're going to tell you what Trace's Enneagram number is next week. I cannot. Well, what do you think his Enneagram will be?
I don't like telling people what their Enneagram number is.
What is it?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't like telling people and then them having that in their head that that's what they should be. I feel like someone should just take the test cold turkey without being, diagnosed.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember the question at all, Mother?
She said she moved out of a bad living situation, and she's trying to figure out how to get over people who have done her wrong.
Ooh, yeah. Tasha's answer is always to smoke weed.
Honestly.
I don't know, though. You're not really selling
it. I have had the best day.
Oh, my God.
I've just been in the best, greatest mood forever.
Okay. Well, for Courtney, I think Trey said it best. You can't hold a grudge.
It's poison.
You can, but it makes yourself sick.
It does. Forgiveness, what do they always say? Forgiveness isn't for the other person, it's for you. And that's true.
Yeah.
Have boundaries, cut people off like a dead arm. Like, that's my life motto right there. But do that, and then you got to forgive them so that, you can be at peace with yourself and not have all that, bad energy floating around in your head all the time, and move on and find better people to put in your life.
One of the best pieces of advice I got one time was learn to let shit go. For real.
It's true.
Yeah.
And smoke weed.
I mean, seriously.
Weed doesn't work for everybody.
I've said that.
She does say that
all the time. I agree with that. Do you know why, Trace? How often have you seen me this happy? No, honestly.
Well, you're laughing at nothing, so never.
Okay, great. But you know what? At least I'm laughing.
This is how I would get, when I smoked weed when I was, 16. Like, for the first time.
You know what? It's the glass of wine.
Oh, she did kill her wine.
Oh, boy.
She killed that wine really
fast. She downed it. That is what it is. All right, well, just to touch on the Enneagram thing, I know Trace doesn't know what it is yet, but we are going to make him take it. I would think an 8 and a 3 together, those are two pretty strong personalities.
That's an 8.
An 8 is, I wing an 8. 8's, kind of to argue and kind of love to make a point and really, stand up for what they believe in. And if they feel wronged, whatever, have to voice their opinion, that kind of thing. And a 3 is, all my friends that are 3s are, performers and entertainers and like to be the center of attention and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like that could be kind of challenging at times. But obviously they're making it work, so get it.
I need to read more about the numbers and relationships.
You really, yeah, you should. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the nice thing about it, it's not like the Zodiac where they tell you who your best pairing is at all, but there's definitely a track record for like which numbers, like what, you know, like what couples or what numbers more often, most often.
Yeah.
And that's like really, really interesting to me for sure. I'm a 9 and most of my friends, almost all of them are 2s and 3s.
Really?
Which is really like, that's just not coincidence, you know?
Ooh, I'm going to make Gabby take it right now.
Right this second.
Seriously, I can tell her to take
it. And Trace, we're going to make Trace take it.
Hi, Tish, Brandy, and Trace. This is Jane calling from Los Angeles. I'm such a huge fan of the pod and the Cyrus fam, and I have a question for Trace. I love all of your tattoos, and I was wondering how you got started. Did you always know you wanted so many of them? And I was wondering if they affect your life in any major ways, and if so, how? Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Great question.
So how did I get into tattoos was the first thing. Mm-hmm. You took me for my first tattoo day after my 18th birthday.
Remember, we tried to go.
We tried when I was 17. The dude was about to put the needle to my chest. And
literally, I forget what
in
happened.
In California, you can sign for your kid if they're underage. Mm-hmm. You can. But he had some issue where like a mom signed or something and the dad didn't sign and the dad tried to sue him or something.
Because they were divorced.
And so then I was like, well, what if my dad comes here too? Like, because neither of them were going to have a problem with it. And then the guy was just like, no, like, I don't want anything to do with it underage.
Really?
He had the needle.
No, the stencil was
he
on.
He had the stencil on and he was like.
On my chest. It was crazy. It was vibrating. And
he was like. What?
He just randomly asked. He was like, so how old are you, man? Like, it was weird. It was like, So then we waited a few months. I got my first one the day after my 18th birthday. Then I started getting tattooed on my own and mom freaked out on me because she thought it was like going to get it out of my system with the one tattoo.
Which is the one. I was wishful thinking.
She was so mad when I started doing my right arm sleeve.
I don't even remember that.
You cried when you did it.
I remember when
bald.
When she came to surprise me when I was working at Journeys one time, yeah. And she had already taken me to get one side of my lip pierced, and I got the other side. I had the snake bites.
I was so in at the time.
And me, her, and dad went to P.F. Chang's in the mall, and I like put a little. There's like plastic retainers you can put in, so I had it in there, and she noticed it, and like it ruined the whole day.
Mom.
She flipped out on me. She went psycho.
This was all
what exactly did I do?
You left. You stormed out.
Oh.
You did.
Mom.
And dad was really calm about it, but you were pissed. Yeah.
Did he say mom is overreacting?
I don't remember, but it was really awkward. I had to go back to work after that. I was like really scared to go home. Yeah. And then you got your nose pierced, mm-hmm. and then I convinced her to take me to get my nose pierced. Because I was like, you took Brandy, but you were like, I think you were 18.
Yeah, I was young though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had a lot of piercings. But then, yeah, the tattoos, she asked me if I, like, planned on getting this many. It wasn't, like, the plan from the start.
That happened.
Yeah, it just, like, became, like, an obsession.
I mean, anyone that's got tattoos, it will be, like, the first thing that people say is that they're just so addicting.
It's so addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes you feel good. Like, you can't wait to look at it in the mirror, and, yeah.
My favorite thing you have is your cheekbone piercing. What is that called?
I've had that. I got the cheekbone, the dermal, because talking about getting face tattoos, and mom was like, no, you're not getting your face tattooed. And she was like, I've seen these new piercings on people's faces, so.
You told him to do that?
Why don't you just get that? And she went with me to get that.
Okay, so the lip was fine, but the one that's not removable, we should definitely go get immediately.
I think the lip just looks so, like,
hardcore.
Not nice.
Mom. I'm glad I don't have those piercings anymore. But piercings shouldn't be taken that seriously. You can, and I can get this removed. So I know. You know, but piercings you can take out.
But I love
it. You can. Yeah, I do
love
it.
That thing looks painful to have out.
I've had that since I was 18.
Yeah.
And I mean, only like you can, I really like research it online because everyone who gets this, it only lasts like a few years and then your body, because it's like your body has a foreign object under the skin. So it's like if you get a splinter or something, your body's natural instinct
and
is
it just falls out for people,
it'll reject it. It'll just like push it
absolutely
out. And like I've talked to like piercings and people who've had it, and no one can believe I've had this for 14 years
that's
now.
Wild.
It's insane. I think I'll
does like, it ever get caught on like washcloths or anything or towels?
I've had no problem with
that's
it.
That's wild.
So I have a little piece stub on my neck and I always wanted to make that the eye, but I just thought it would get caught
that would
in everything in my hair and
like that.
So
the biggest reason I keep the hoop in my nose is because the stud, when I wash my face, it always gets caught on like a thread on the washcloth or like a towel.
Oh.
It's just gotten caught too many times that it's not really worth it for me. So that's why I keep
it. I got a hoop ripped out by a dog one time.
It was ow.
Okay, that's
like it like slit my whole nose open.
Oh my
no.
God.
Yeah. Like almost like right to the edge.
That's scary.
And so I had to wait for it to heal and redo it. It was the most painful thing in my life, I swear to God.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Okay, now I'm going to have nightmares about that. I wish you'd not told me that.
That's why I wear a stud, though.
Mine's pretty close to my nose, though.
It was pretty tougher.
Mine was pretty small, though.
Oh, piercings seem painful.
Piercings are terrifying.
I would never do it.
Like, I got my nipples pierced, what, 2 years, 3 years ago?
Uh-huh. I can't believe you did that.
That was so
painful. That sounds so stupid.
That was so painful.
Does young Nikki still have hers, though?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it.
Well, right now, like, this one's bloody and scabbed. Ew. Because they get caught on everything.
Why do you keep them?
I love them.
What?
Yeah. They're cool.
Are they?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, they are kind of cool.
That's rock and roll.
It is rock and roll.
It is.
Is it?
Yes, but if it was getting caught on stuff, I couldn't handle
it. Like Tommy Lee, all the 80s rockers had their nipples pierced. That's cool.
Duh. Like the 80s, hello.
It's cool.
The coolest decade ever known to man.
That is not my thing. Okay,
let's honestly, like, I can't even talk about Tommy Lee in the Day because it's too much. Tommy Lee in the Day, like, we have to put the, like, there is nothing more perfect of a human specimen than Tommy Lee in the 80s.
Is he okay?
No, I'm like, honestly, can't even, like,
he's still pretty cool now.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
They are really
good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. You
want to answer that part?
What?
The last part.
How it affects your life and stuff?
It affects my life a lot.
Honestly, I think you should talk about that.
It does.
Do you want to talk about it?
Okay, can we talk about, wait, are there any good ways that it affects your life?
People either love it or hate it. But nice. I think it is a reason I have a lot of anxiety, because even if I go out somewhere and people, even if it's because people aren't aware of who I am, like from my family or my band or whatever, people stare at me everywhere I go. It drives me insane.
But then somebody could say, like, being the devil's advocate, but you chose to do that. So did you not think people would
But it's like, if I saw someone with like a body deformity or something wrong with them or something to make them different, mm-hmm. I'm not going to stare at them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because at the end of the day, it's just, well, I chose to do it.
It's just rude to stare in general.
It's exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives me anxiety because I feel like people are always watching me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some people definitely are scared of me. Like, for real. Like, I'll, like, come out of an elevator or something and, like, some old lady, like, jump back. Like, oh, my God. You know?
Does that hurt your feelings?
No. I have a good smile. So when I smile, they calm down.
Honestly, I always say, even though he's, like, can be scary looking to people, he's the sweetest boy ever.
Well, no, that's what's so funny.
When people like get to know, even when I moved got my little apartment in Nashville and stuff, like I came back to move in and the girl at the office was like, everyone inside the office just can't stop talking about how nice you are. I think it just like shocks them because they expect this like super tough persona, and that's just not me. But I kind of also feel like I have to always be overly nice because of the way I look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I always want to like leave a good taste in people's mouth, or they're not like, oh, that dude. Because it's so easy just because the way I look to be like, oh, that dude's a jerk. That dude.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, like I immediately look like a bad guy. And then obviously I hate the situation that I've talked to you guys about with police. Like anytime I've been in any situation with police, TSA, anyone that has some type of authority, they immediately look at me as like some criminal, you know? And that's the part that like really bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me sad.
It makes me sad. No, but it's true. Like I, every time I get pulled over, I get searched for drugs. I get pulled out of the car and it's just something I got to deal with. But I understand because a lot of criminals have like face tattoos and stuff like that. But the thing is, like, it's just weird to me because like my tattoos don't look like some like sketchy prison tattoos. Like they're all done well. It's like expensive artwork that you can't get work like this done unless you're willing to spend an arm and a leg to do it, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, it definitely affects my life.
If you had it to do over, would you?
No, I'd do it again.
You would?
I'd do the same thing. There's probably tattoos I would do differently, but I would definitely have this many tattoos.
Because like there's only one tattoo of mine that I despise usually, and it happens to be my entire back, my angel wings.
I love those.
Okay. You know what, Trace? This is why I love my boys.
Oh my God.
This is why I love my boys. So I was hating them for a second. And in all honesty, speaking of Tommy Lee, I was obsessed with Pamela and Heather Locklear and all these girls, and I loved tattoos and the 80s rock and the whole thing. So when I got my angel wing tattoos, it was just because, honestly, they were so hot. I mean, I'm sorry. They're just sick. But then as I got older, I'm like, do I really want trashy angel wings on my back? And so I started getting kind of weird about it. The other day, I'm working out. Yes, donors, Tish is still working out with my trainer. And I just had on a little sports bra, but I always wear a t-shirt. And she like goes, oh my gosh, I've never seen the wings on your back before. And she goes, those are badass. Those are your armor. And it just completely was like, you know what? Seriously, it just like everything switched on about those wings.
Yeah.
And even at that time, there was part of me that it almost felt like an armor in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Miley sometimes says, like, the song Prisoner didn't feel like her, and that's why she had the cherry juice all over her, is because even though she was singing words to something, it, like, she wanted to still feel like her, and people would be like, oh, like, it was like this thing, if mm-hmm. that's all she wanted people to see her. Wasn't like a prisoner, but just like badass or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that was part of my wings at the time. It was like, yeah, most people are going to think they're dumb or whatever. And I didn't care. So mm-hmm. it was kind of like one of those moments where you're just like, oh, I don't give a shit what anybody else thinks, I'm doing it anyway. And I did. Right. But of course, like everybody else, I remember in the tabloids one, they were like, Kentucky trash with these wings on her back. And that gets in your brain.
Yeah.
And so then it started making me not like them. And you know what? Now I say, F you.
I don't care what.
Honestly, this is the other thing about smoking weed. It just liberates you to say whatever you freaking want.
Weed makes you do whatever you want.
Which I love, because you know what? I've just been wound up way too much.
Oh my gosh.
Weed does make you do whatever you want. That's a fact.
Really?
That's why I have so many tattoos too. Because it makes you say F everybody's opinion. Like I said, I don't like when people stare at me and are weird around me, but mm-hmm. I like when I look at myself in the mirror, like I could read any negative comment online and like I look at myself and I'm like, I'm a total badass.
Yes. So now I'm like, oh, who are you to sit there and like think I'm trashy because I put these wings on my back? No. I don't really care what you think.
Most of the people in this world
couldn't I know. Even, I don't care what any of these people think that rotten, nasty comments.
I know.
I just go, ooh, that's sad.
Yep.
But what's funny, most of the negative comments I get online are from people with tattoos, but not nearly as many as me. And I think it's because they have a job and they like secretly they wish they could go that extreme with it. But like whether it's their job or their family's opinion or whatever it is, they don't. And not even that, like most people couldn't have ever take the amount of pain I've like endured in my life. Like people don't understand how painful I've experienced through my tattoos, how much pain I've experienced mm-hmm. through my tattoos. Like it's insane. Because I did all my tattoos.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I haven't been tattooed in years. Like I've had my whole body pretty much tattooed since 21.
I want to start doing my right, starting on my shoulder and then figuring out where I'm going with that. But, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm too old to start doing that. Well, guess what? If you do it when you're 18, you still got it at my age anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So I'm going to live my life like I want, and I'm going to start getting my shoulder done.
Me too. I'm going to finish the rest of my face soon, and then I'll be good.
Trace!
Just kidding. No, I'm good with the face tattoos.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The only time I cried was the neck.
You about crashed the car when I got the first two face tattoos. I just got off tour and we were going to look at houses in California. Noah was so young at this point. And I had these big, like, I used to wear the craziest sunglasses. They were these big Chanel sunglasses, the big round Willy Wonka looking stuff.
Were they white?
They were black. They were black ones. They were huge Chanel glasses. They were like girls' glasses. Like, I'd wear like the Jimmy Choo's, the Chanel's, like all the craziest like designer glasses. But I had them on and they pretty much covered the face tattoos. And then Noah sat to the side of me and in the back of Dad's Range Rover, and Noah just goes, "Oh my God, you got face tattoos!" And Mom slammed on the brakes, pulled the car to the side of the road in Burbank, and just was like, "Take off your glasses!" But I remember she was so mad. But at the same time, I got the big red tail hawk feather on my rib cage, and the bead it's carved in it says Dad. So like he was so stoked on the Dad tattoo that like he didn't care at all. And Mom, I'd already got the Mom tattoo at that point. So she was mad about the face tattoos, though. Very mad.
I was very upset.
I have two Mom tattoos. You know where the other one is?
No.
There's one on my arm. You don't know
where
that one. And then I have Mamie on this
side.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's Mom.
Is that Mom? That's Mamie. Yeah. Mom's the candle. Because Mom used to always have candles around the house.
I still do. Yeah. Everywhere.
Still, yeah.
But, like, I always remember
I love
that.
Them. Yeah. And honestly, now, like, I would hate not having you have face tattoos. I can't.
You look so young.
Yeah.
Without those?
I love them.
Honestly, I think the throat tattoo is more extreme than face tattoo. Like, for something reason, like, the throat, like, even the idea of when I was about to get my throat,
I hate that.
The Adam's apple, like, it made me, like, I wanted to do it, but the thought of doing it made me so sick. But,
it like, was insane.
But even, even when I see people get throat tattoos now, I'm like, even though I have a throat tattoo, I'm like, that looks effing insane. Like, I just took what I had seen other musicians and tattoo artists and people do, but, like, I didn't leave any background or any space. Because you can see, look at people like Travis Barker, who has a lot of tattoo, but if you really look at him,
he's
like,
got tons of space.
There's so much space. Like, it's not complete. Like, every inch of my body is, like, filled in.
Trace, you know? That is crazy.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, people don't realize how traumatized I am from just the pain alone. You know,
but you did it again,
and you'd still do it all over again.
Well, I'm still gonna finish. My legs are almost done, but I'm gonna finish. I would definitely do it again.
That's wild.
Like I'm saying, now that I'm older, I'd probably do some different pieces. But I didn't think everything out at one time. But like the way everything pieced together, like it seems like it was planned.
It's perfect.
Know? Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
But
too.
My favorite tattoo of mine is my back tattoo.
That's
my
Geronimo. So sick.
Because I never see it. I love it.
All right, we've been on here for so long, but let's do one final.
Okay.
Voicemail.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is Maddie. Love the pod. I listen every week. And it's like what I look forward to every Thursday morning. So my question is, since Trace is going to be on the pod, Trace, what is your favorite thing about your mom, Tish, and your favorite thing about Brandy? I thought that would be fun, family fun question. Also, for Tish and her last Instagram selfie, the black and white one with the fur coat, where is that coat from? Because you look amazing. Okay, love y'all. Bye.
Maddie is stoned as hell.
She really is.
Love that for her.
But you know what? I'm so glad she asked about that coat. I think it was like $85. And it's at a vintage store in Nashville called Starstruck.
Yeah.
And as soon as I put it on, I fell in love with it because it was just so Penny Lane.
It's so good.
From that Almost Famous. It was exactly Penny Lane. And I was like, I have to have it. And it is just my favorite coat ever.
In your recent selfie. I the fact. All right. What's your favorite thing about us?
Okay. Well, favorite, start with you.
Me? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I felt like that was an easier one.
Really?
Brandy's less super pressure. Independent, and I always say you're the most normal one out of the family.
It's true.
You're very hardworking.
Oh, thanks, Trace.
You are.
Aww. That's really
I could not do what you do with all the animals and stuff.
That is hard stuff.
It's hard.
And she is so independent.
She's very independent and doesn't need like a man or anything like that to make her happy.
I don't.
She doesn't. Like, she's very content, like, being by herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love that for me.
No, but, like, you grew into being that person. Like, you weren't, I don't think you're always that person.
No,
but I think
sure
you,
not.
Like, totally, like, grew into it. And it's, like, cool how people can, like, change and really become themselves the older they get.
And she also is so good about, like, when something actually doesn't go the right way, or something like where most people can just like go in this dark hole and be whatever, she's just like keeps it moving. Yeah. You know, it's just like, it's crazy how she handles things like that.
Yeah, she's definitely the most level-headed out of all the kids.
Mm-hmm. 1,000,000%.
Sure. And my favorite thing about mom's just, you've always been like, you'll always be the, no matter how old you get, like just a cool mom, you know?
Aww.
Like for real, right?
I mean, what better answer could he give than that?
I don't know.
No, I hope when I'm getting, like when I keep getting older and stuff, like you're, like she's asked, that girl just asked you about like your coat and every, like your fashion, everything's always on point.
It is.
Yeah.
Tracy.
And like, even though like I've talked about like her getting mad about like tattoos or piercings, like I know parents who would literally like disown their kids for doing the type of stuff that I've done. Mm-hmm. Like straight up, like literally, like I know kids that would have told me like my parents would literally like disown, like never speak to me again. Mm-hmm. Like is she can get mad and like state her opinion, but like, you know, she's going to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing about me. It is my favorite thing about me because I feel like as a parent, all my kids turned out great, like pretty much perfect. Every one of my kids is my, like if I could have just dreamed what each one of my kids would be, it'd be exactly what they are. Honestly, I feel like even if I was mad or if it was something I didn't want you to do, but you really, really, really wanted to do it, is I would rather have like been a part of it with you, mm-hmm, instead of you doing it anyway, which you would have.
Exactly.
Without me. And why?
Yeah.
Because no matter what, like as your mom, like I was going to love you no matter what. So like pick your battles, people.
Yeah, I know kids, people my age, they're really like terrified of their parents. Like, you know, if they do the littlest thing their parents don't approve of, they're just so scared,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that is another thing where like now that y'all are all 21, and I say this with Noah a lot. I'll be like, listen, I raised you up and told you what I think is wrong, what I think is right, what, you know, like morally who I want you to be. But now, like, it's up for you to decide. And like, no matter what you do, I'm going to love you.
Yeah.
And honestly, you're going to make mistakes. I made so many. But like, I think that's where like,
the mistakes are the best learning experience there is.
It is.
It really is. Failure.
Yeah.
The best learning experience.
Should we say our favorite things about Trace real quick?
Yes. Sure.
I'll go first if you want, because I've been thinking about it. My favorite thing about Trace is that when he loves something or someone, he is like full send, 3,000% loyal as fuck. Just like,
I
love
do,
so hard.
I truly do not know anyone more loyal than you.
Me either.
Thank you.
Or like, honestly, crazy too, honest.
Mm-hmm.
And wants the people around him to be like, seriously honest.
Yep.
Because I just remember one time some girl was talking to Trace and he really liked her and thought she was cute and all this stuff. And then realized, like, somehow found out she had a boyfriend and was still trying to talk to him. And he literally said, absolutely not. Somebody told me you had a boyfriend. That is not cool that you would do that to him. If you did it to him, you do it to me. And I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just will never forget that. Mm-hmm. And there's like, I just don't know many guys that would do that.
I
love that about Trace.
Tracy's the best.
He really is.
Yeah.
When I fall hard though. Yeah. For
yeah, you do.
Relationships. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But and even with his dogs.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
And his music, just all of it.
I
like,
know.
You're just like full. You're fully in, like 8,000%, and
mm-hmm,
just very dedicated and committed, and he just loves so much.
He does.
It's cute.
But weirdly, the funniest part is too, I mean, he's just kind of like this upstanding, live by the rules.
Which is what's so funny when you look at
I know.
It, like, looks
you
like
cannot
so
be any more different than the way you look in a
honestly,
lot of ways.
Honestly, Trace might be an Enneagram 1.
We're going to find out.
Now that you say that. We're going to make him take the test.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm definitely not what people expect when they get to know me.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Everybody's always like, he's so polite. And I'm like, oh, he's such a good boy.
He is.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Well, that was so fun.
That was fun.
Thanks for coming on, Trace.
It was so fun.
I know in the beginning we were just
I told Molly, everybody keeps asking where she is and why she hasn't been on. And she said, well, tell them because I'm just the C-U-N-T.
Oh my God.
And she actually spelled it like that.
That's the worst word ever.
And then she also said, well, I've ran through and screamed a bunch of shit during the pod before. Just exploit me and use that.
I didn't know Miley hadn't done it.
She's the only one.
Yep.
Everybody else has been on.
Today would have been so fun for her to come on.
I know. She missed out.
She really did.
her loss.
It was great without her.
It really was.
I enjoyed it.
All right, stoners, we love ya.
Bye. We sure do.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiancé, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.